welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. And when I say on any electronic device, I mean cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers. And don't forget to search WWGH. If you would like to call in with any questions or comments, you may call 740-383-9944 while I am live on the air. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries with Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and it will be in effect this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. This is at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. They have free produce market this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. No appointment necessary. Just show up. Provide your name and number of people in your family. It's that time of year when we like fresh vegetables and fruits more than meat and potatoes. And that will be this Saturday once again at Logos Christian Ministries between the hours of 12 and 2 p.m. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with working for you with 25 years of experience. Out of LaRue, Ohio, and that telephone number is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today. Enjoy every moment. Do you remember to enjoy every moment of each day? Every day is important and valuable. Realize that each passing moment is the most important moment. Life is made up of millions of moments. The quality moments are those when the soul is focused, alert, and in the present. Yet, very few moments are lived in this way and enjoyed to the full. Consider each moment in your day as the most important moment to be lived and experience to the full. Realize that when you are mindful of every present moment, you are able to express and experience the moment in pleasure and appreciation. I wish that was possible. How about you? If you would like to call in and weigh in on enjoying every moment of your life, please call 740-383-9944. Or I wish I could appreciate, I do appreciate every moment of my life, but we just can't target in on every moment of each day that we are awoke and say, you know, well, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this second. And it's hard to be focused on every moment of your life. But in general, I'm thankful. Purposefully, I'm thankful. Intentionally, I am thankful. I was getting up a couple, well, I say maybe a week ago or so, you know, and, you know, you get a certain age and you get up and it's not as easy to get out to bed as you thought it was when you were like 10, 15, 20 years younger, and you're aching in your body and you're grunting and you're moaning and you're groaning and you're maybe looking for ibuprofen or something like that, you know, and it's like, oh, wow. This is another day. I thank God for this day, but I have so much to do. And it was like a thought came to me. And the thought was, it's a beautiful day to be alive. It's a beautiful day to be alive. And never forget that. No matter how gloomy it looks, you know, a lot of times we get up, there's no sunshine. And you think, wow, another dreary day. Ho, 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 hum. Okay? It's a beautiful day to be alive. You know, the next moment or second is not promised to any of us. And it is very needful of each and every one of us to enjoy every moment of our life. Because life is short at best. You know, like they say, beauty is fleeting. Yeah, you're not going to be beautiful all your life, but you can have a beautiful personality. You know, you can be nice and kind to others, and they will look at you as one of the most beautiful people they've ever met or come across their paths. The same philosophy, I believe, enjoying every moment of your life and being thankful that God has blessed you with another day. To look up and say, it's a beautiful day to be alive. And I thought I'd just open up with that because that is just so important. And I know many of you, and as I myself, we lose family members. We know people who lose family members. And the cycle is not broken, and it affects each and every one of us. We just don't know when. And the Lord says in the scriptures, you know not what day the Lord cometh. You know, not necessarily the end of the world or the end of the era, but you're in individually. We know not the day that the Lord cometh. So let us be grateful and let us be thankful for every moment of our lives. Now, I would just like to move on a little bit, okay? And share with you. It's a concept. It's a reason to be this way. It is something I think that we all should concentrate on and work on or practice in our life. You know, we all hear good and sound information, but do we always try to apply these things to our life? And it's excellent to listen, and it's excellent to hear what people are saying, people with wisdom. This wisdom I'm going to share with you today comes from one of the wisest and richest men that ever lived and ever will live, and his name was King Solomon, which was King David's son. And these are some precepts from the book of Proverbs. And the narrative part, stand without bending. So how can I stand without bending? If I drop something on the floor, how do I approach picking it up if I can't bend? Or, you know, sometimes we have knee trouble, or some of you do have knee trouble or replace knees. And how can I get that pencil off the floor that I just dropped without bending my knees? Wow. So if we try to do things like that, it's just not easily done. You know, sometimes you have to hold on to the counter or a chair and kind of ease your way down. But it's hard to pick up something without bending. So let's dwell into this a little deeper. Many Christians have come to believe, as secularists believe, that sin is not really a big deal. In fact, the word sin is rarely used to describe behaviors that are outside of God's standards. The avoidance of the word in our churches leads many Christians to conclude that sin is merely a human flaw easily overlooked. Okay. And it is. It's something that we were born with, and it's something that we can't get rid of no matter what we do or try to get rid of. And a lot of people say, well, you know, the Lord Jesus died for our sins. Yes, he did. Our past, present, and future sins. Yes, he did. But you also have to acknowledge that he did those things for you and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for my sins. And I invite you into my life, and I invite you to help me go through another day, another moment, of my life to enjoy. And thank you for it, you know. But, you know, Paul says, if we say we don't sin, that we are liars and we do not tell the truth. So, yes, we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. And we do make wrong decisions and we do make wrong choices. But we also make right decisions and we also make right choices. And some things may be associated with this. Peer pressure. This is from Proverbs 1, 10 through 11 and 15 through 16. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil. Peer pressure. So when you talk about stand without bending, and you turn to peer pressure, and you think about every now and then, every week or every other week or every month or every other month, we read news headlines saying this 10-year-old ended their life, killed themselves because they were being bullied. That's peer pressure. That's peer pressure to the most. Like people say, oh, you're doing the most. Okay, you're doing too much. Well, bullying is peer pressure to the most. And people who do that are doing the most. You know, they are so extra. Well, and a lot of this is trying to push others to do things to please them, to please someone else. Or you're ugly, so what am I supposed to do? Take my face off? Which I can't. You know. You're too dark. You're too light. You know, you're too skinny. You're too fat. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. That's peer pressure. What do you expect a person to do? What can any of us do? And it makes a person worry and they feel incomplete. They feel like, well, what can I do to change myself? And then you go tell a lot of these people, they do tell others about it. And sometimes they don't. Because if you tell, you know, I'll hurt you, I'll kick you, or I'll take your money, I'll do this to you, or I will do that to you. That is peer pressure. Or to find someone and say, oh, I want to be like that person. You know, I want to dress like her. I want my hair like hers or him. Because now, you know, the men, they have their own fashion going on. They have their own hairstyles, braids, dreads. I don't know what they call the little curly tops and the phase around, you know, the side and the back. But they have their own fashion going on nowadays. But bullying, I would pray that it would stop one day, that envy would stop one day, that jealousy would stop one day. And we talked about that on a show or two, and it came down to the fact that jealousy is as cruel as the grave, and the grave is cruel because there's no compassion in the grave, there's no forgiveness in the grave, there's no joy in the grave, there's nothing in the grave. You know, and jealousy, there's no reward for that, you know. But it can lead to people being bullied and just treated unhuman, inhuman, inhumane. So let us be careful about peer pressure and trying to pressure other people into doing something that you wouldn't even do yourself, but you push other people to do it. You know, and from the proverb it says, you know, keep your feet from their path. So if you see a bully going down the street that who has bullied you before, then turn around and go the opposite way. You can try that. You know, or call someone to pick you up, you know, or walk with some other students. But try not to be in their face. Now let's read. Oh, yeah, because Proverbs 4:14 through 15 says, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. Sometimes you're watching TV, you're watching this good movie, and you see there's bullying going on. Someone's trying to make someone else do something they wouldn't even do themselves, but they want to see this other person get in trouble. Just hateful. Just downright hateful. You know, and they'll see them from a distance, but they'll walk that way anyway. Sometimes even drop their heads. You know, no, turn around, go the other way. Act like you didn't see them. Act like you didn't see them. And if they do run you down, scream as loud as you can. If that helps you and makes you feel better, scream at the top of your lungs. And don't stop till you get some help. If we are not careful, we can become swallowed up in the quicksand of our corrupt culture, making it nearly impossible to tell Christianity apart from the world. Some Christians sell out spiritually by surrendering to the moral temptations of our culture. And this is true. You know, I hear people say all the time, well, the church is more like the world, you know, than the world is like the church. And you know, I think people try different things to not necessarily accommodate people, and then some do, just to try to get them to come to the house of the Lord. But we also have to be so careful that we don't change our standards or what we stand on, because, again, the title is Stand Without Bending. So you have to believe in something, because if you don't, you'll do anything. You'll go anywhere. So you have to stand on something. And maybe, who knows? But if you are convinced within yourself, and you know that it's right, you've heard it from other people with wise counsel, then stand on that. But what if someone said, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill you. You know, I hope I never have to meet that face to face, because I don't know what I would do in that instance. And maybe many of you don't know either. You know, would we bend? Would we bow? Would we give in to that person or what they want us to do? Would we do that? I mean, if you have a comment about any of these things that I'm discussing, please call 740-383-9944. I would love to hear your comments or your suggestions on anything that I'm talking about today. And this subject is Stand Without Bending. I would love to hear from you. And it begins to say, other Christians sell out their faith to political correctness. Oh, what does that mean? That the church is more political than it should be? Caving to peer pressure, they remain silent instead of proclaiming God's truth. Oh, so we have a lot of that going on since this last election. People are wondering, why is the church speaking out against moral issues, which they consider moral issues? And people are speaking out against abortion, and it's the church that's standing up at this time. Maybe like never before, and maybe like since we've been voting, maybe we can go back to the 20s or the 30s when the church really stood and spoke out against evils. So, caving to peer pressure, they remain silent instead of proclaiming God's truth. So how do we digest that when the church is out proclaiming God's truth? Yes, we have political parties, right? We have Democratic, Republican, and Independent parties. You know, they're all running. They all have their lines that they're giving us. And so now the Christians are standing up and speaking out. How do we digest that as a nation? Or do we think that the church is stepping on our civil rights? If you think so, please call 740-383-9944. This is A Voice of a People, and my name is Linda Sims. Do you think the church has a right to speak out against what you may feel is your right to do, your right to be? Do you feel that way? Okay. God's truth about hot-button issues, fearful of being labeled a religious fanatic, being looked over for a promotion at work, or losing popularity in their school. And if they have a friend who is willing to stand up for truth, then they distance themselves from that person, not wanting to experience any of the negative fallout their friend experiences. Well, that means I'm not going to be around that person because I don't want to be around that negativity. Can we stand without bending? Is it possible to stand without bending in this day and age, in the time and era that we live in? Is it possible to stand without bending, without giving in just a little bit and saying, oh, well, you know, they do have a right to be who they want to be. And we tell people all the time, oh, you can be whatever you want to be. Don't we do that? We do that to our children. You know, the world is just out there for you to walk into and take a part of it and be what you want to be. Go where you want to go. You know, you have your own mind. You have your own will. And we tell our young people that. I know I taught my daughters that, you know. But did you ever think that some of the choices that they made that they would make? We probably never thought about that. But we live in a different time, in a different era. And everything's on the table. I know you've probably heard that from our president. You know, everything's on the table. And it is. Everything is on the table. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. So, you know, it's not so that you hang around with negative people all the time. You can watch TV and it be negative. The commercials may be negative. Or I was talking with a friend earlier today, this morning, and I said, you know, it's sad that, not sad, but it's a reality that the older you get, the more medication you need. And back in the day, it was about maybe smoking cigarettes or drinking beer or a little marijuana or whatever. But now we're on opioids. And the more I run across older people or elderly people, they're on controlled substances. To have a thoughtful day or to say, you know, I'm enjoying every moment of my life, you know. But we are there now. And it's just one of those things that you wouldn't think would be, but is. Yeah, but is. My knee hurts. I have arthritis. I got this. I got that, you know. But, and you say, well, live long enough. People say, well, what's wrong? You know, you hurting here? You hurting there? Yeah, I hurt. Yeah, I hurt. But here we are. Can we stand without bending? If it's something that you really need in your life, just like I said, you may have the arthritis. You might can't move. But here we are. So things do happen in your life where you may have to bend. Is that a sin? Will we be forgiven for that? Or do we have to repent for that? Do we have to turn around and go another way? I'm hurting. I'm sick. I'm ill. And this medication will help. It's supposed to help heal me. And I take this medication. And maybe I have to take that medication too long. So what if I have to take it too long? Then I may become addicted to it. Which is something that's going on in our world today. Unbelievers in our world have seen plenty of fakes and phonies who give in to peer pressure. What they have not seen nearly enough is authentic and winsome Christianity lived out with wisdom and grace. What they have not seen nearly enough is authentic and winsome Christianity lived out with wisdom and grace. Well, that goes down to maybe we do our best. We do our best. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us can always do better, you know. A friend told me one day, is it wrong to want more? No, it's not. It's not wrong to want more. And you may already have a lot. And it's not wrong to want more, you know. And it's not, I don't think it's wrong to bend a little. But there are, I don't know, there may be some things that you can say, well, I'll never bend. I'll never do that. I'll never go there. I'll never say that. I would never say that to anyone. Well, I would never go to that place, or I'd never visit that person. And they say what? Never say never, because you don't know what you'll do. We don't know. There will come a moment in your life that you'll find out that you did that very thing you said you would never do. So, as Christians, our efforts to influence our culture are neither convenient nor comfortable. They never are, not when we are trying to stand for God in a sinful and corrupt generation. So that comes down to, we all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. Romans 3 and 23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, who has the solution? Who has the answer about stand without bending? Who can say, I can stand without bending on this concept, this precept, this commandment, you know, or this law? I can stand on that. I won't bend. I won't move. Wow. Be careful what you say. And here's another one for you. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Okay. Like I when I opened up, I said Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever lived. And he went astray. His end was not like its beginning, but God had mercy on him because he loved his father David. And that the throne had to last until Jesus comes back. Okay, so Solomon did a lot of things. He said there was nothing on this earth that he didn't experience. He just gave himself to it, you know. And so he had a lot to say about different things, about what not to do. That's the only way you can tell people what not to do, because you've done it yourself and you've already seen the rewards that you get from certain things in your life. Okay. He who walks with wise men will be wise. Why is that? Because they're giving you good and sound information that's going to help you throughout your life. If you apply it to your life, you can, like I said earlier, you can hear these things and not use them. Right. Just like coffee on a commercial. A new coffee. Maybe a cappuccino. Try it. You'll like it. Well, I'm not going to try that. I don't like the foam on the top, or, you know, it may be sweet, it may be too bitter. But how will you know unless you try it? So, a wise man, if you get information from them, you will be wise. Because they are sharing with you the best that they can give you, because they have lived it. They have experienced it. You know, I can't tell you about smoking if I never smoked. And a lot of people say, oh, I can tell you. Yeah, you can give me some facts about that subject or that situation, but you can't give me a testimony about it, personal testimony. And that's what helps other people, is personal testimony. So I have to think that, you know, Solomon was confronted with all of these things that he is sharing with us that will help us throughout our life. No one wants to be the companion of fools. But sometimes they make more sense to us than people that are wise. And that should never be. Oh, he makes sense. That sounds okay. Let me go try that. No. Don't you dare do that. You can't camouflage that, you know. But a lot of times, that's the way we go. And we do suffer harm. And that's Proverbs 13 and 20. But the companion of fools will suffer harm. A prudent man sees evil and hides himself. The naive proceed and pay the penalty. Prudent must be smart man. He sees evil. You know, it's kind of like what I was talking about when, like, kids are out of school or they may be out playing and they see that bully because that bully has confronted them or confronted someone that they may know, and they see them in a distance. Instead of walking toward that bully, walk away. Walk away. Cross the street. Go down another street, you know, or knock on somebody's door. I don't know, you have to make up something, because sometimes that's not safe either. But a prudent man who pays attention to things, I think prudent should mean that. I'll have to look it up, ask Google. When he sees evil, he hides himself. Away from evil. Away from the thing that's going to hurt him. Away from the thing that's going to lead him astray. He hides from it. But naive, saying, oh, well, you know, it may work, it may not work, you know, it may be okay if I try that or if I go there. They proceed right ahead, but there's a penalty to pay. Wow. One day we all have to give account of the good and the bad that we've done in our life. And that was Proverbs 27 and 12. This is Proverbs 29 and 25. The fear of man brings a snare. Worrying about what man can do to you brings on fear. And that is a snare. Okay? Because you're running from men. And you're afraid. It's just like they say, when you're out in the street, you're out walking or getting in your car, you know, and you may have a fear of dogs, you know, and you're trying to get in your car, and here you are about to knock yourself out because you're so afraid of this car or dog that you can't get in your car. Or you're running down the street and dog chasing you, he think you playing, and you're screaming your head off. You ever do that? I know I have, because I was always told that dogs do bite. They have teeth, right? So I'm running. Sometimes dogs just think you're just playing, you know. So the fear of man brings a snare, a trap. That's what a snare means, trap. But he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Proverbs 29:25. And David talks about that too. I will not fear what man can do to me. Right? Okay. Our last paragraph. Even if you have to stand alone, I urge you to stand without bending. Because you never know who you are influencing. That's powerful. Right? Wasn't that powerful? You never know who you influence without bending. Wow, there's many people in history that have not bended. Some may be 6 foot under, but some are standing tall. They did not bend. Even if you have to stand alone. Can I stand alone? Yes. You can stand alone. You can stand tall. You can stand without fear of men, what they think of you. You know, because like I said, if they don't like your face, you can't take it off. If they don't like your hair, it's your hair, it's you. I have a right to be me You have a right to be you. You know, we're not here to pansy and pat other people on the back to make them feel better about who you may be, who you are. I can't make a person like me or dislike me. And if they dislike me, then they had no intentions of liking me in the first place. They never tried to get to know you, but they like, oh, I don't like her. Never, ever said hi or waved. And maybe I had, oh, I don't like the way she looks at me. You know, we've all have been around these type of personalities. But it's that personality that says, that gives you that warm smile, you know, whether they know you or not. And you know that that person is nice. It's an aura that you have around you that people can tell, they can feel whether you're decent or you just a hateful person, because these things come bounce off you. Okay, they just bounce off you. They're like vibes, good vibes and bad vibes. People can feel those things from you, from me. It's, if I get up in the morning and I'm feeling good and I'm singing my songs or whatever and I've gotten myself cleaned up and dressed and I'm out that door, well, I feel good. And when I meet and greet people, they know I feel good because I feel good enough that it emits from me and they smile, whether I say hello or not. So you don't always have to confront a person with words to help another person feel good. Just feel good about yourself and who you are. And if a bully don't like it, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to be you. You have to be you, whether anybody likes you or not. But we always have to remember this. God loves me. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That means everybody in it. That he gave his only begotten son, who is Jesus Christ. That whosoever would believe in, on him and by him, would have everlasting life. That's a promise God made. That's a promise he made to each and every creation of man that he brought into being. And he brought each and every one of us into being. He has given us life in that much more abundantly. He has. But has you received his love? Have you said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming here and dying for my sins and your protection? He protects you. He encourages you. He surrounds you with angels. We do not have to fear what man has done to us or trying to do to us. You know, I learned this in my life. No matter who like me, don't like me, who want to bully me and try to make me do things, you know who you can tell? If nobody else pays attention to you, you can tell Jesus. He will change that entire situation. You know why? Because you put your trust and your hope in him and not in man. Oh, that means something. That really means something. And it means so much to him that you trusted him with your life. You trusted him with whatever you are going through. You trusted him for protection, confidence, courage to stand without bending, because he takes care of everything. You do not have to be afraid of man. You do not have to be afraid of woman, boy, girl. You don't have to. You can tell him. And he will take care of it. And that's a promise. That is a promise. Because he has told us in his word. You know, Hebrews 13:5. Be content with such things as you have. For I have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not I will not lose my hold on you. I will hold on to you. I will not let you go. I will be here for you always, even until the end. Your end. Or he will be with you. He will not leave you. You do not have to be afraid. You do not have to run. Now, I guess most of all, the whole subject was about stand without bending. We can stand on his word. We can stand on his promises. We can stand without bending if we just don't fear men. I hope I said something to encourage those of you who were listening to Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. Hopefully you tune in tomorrow and be with myself and my guests. Till next time, be blessed.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there. But if you ask, do I wish, throughout the course of the entire situation, that we would have made some different decisions, you know, without a doubt. But I'm not sure you have it exactly right.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know, that's for you to try to figure out and for you to know or not know. But it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a million-dollar lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's correct or not. But if they said, John, we made a mistake just like you said, come on back, would you drop the lawsuit?
We'd have to consider all the... you know, all the pros and cons, because there's been a lot of water over the dam, so to speak. If they would say, yeah, come on back, you know, let's let cooler heads prevail, absolutely, I would get rid of the lawsuit. You know, the lawsuit was just a means by which we could open the conversation with the university. And, again, I say that all I have is my honor and my word and my reputation, and that's what I'm fighting for. And certainly, in doing so, I'm fighting for the reputations of all those alums and students who've been, misrepresented by this whole thing.
Being that this is a defamation lawsuit, obviously you feel they have defamed you in some way. When people see John Waters today, what do you think the interpretation is because of what went down?
You know, I think, and it's borne out every time I walk into the grocery store in public, people say, you got the short end of the stick. You were the scapegoat. You know, person after person tells me that.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM